And this news update is being brought to you by Bresky Siding and Building Repair of Kendy. Bresky Siding and Building Repair is your roofing, gutter, and siding experts. And by Ashley Furniture Home Store in Bad Axe. Ashley, this is home. Good morning from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Russ Cervantes with a look at your news for the hour. In Huron County, Johnny Wayne Ross Jr. has pleaded guilty to retail fraud in the third degree. The plea and sentencing hearing concluded a case stemming from April 28, 2021, an incident at Bad Axe Walmart, where Ross admitted to taking lip gloss or makeup without payment. Judge Ferris accepted the guilty plea. Ross received a sentence of fines and costs with no jail time or community service. The total financial obligation was $444.86, and $19.86 of which is restitution. A $350 bond posted by a third party was applied to the total, reducing the outstanding balance to $129.86 after a court fee deduction. This remaining amount is due by July 1st, and the court warned that failure to pay could result in bench warrants. Throughout Tuscola County, there will be 26 millage issues on Tuesday, August 4th ballot, according to Tuscola County Clerk Jody Fetting, who is the chief election officer. The county will have three issues. Voters will be asked to support funding for Central Dispatch 911, for mosquito abatement, and whether or not the Tuscola County Road Commission should be elected or appointed. The townships of Akron, Elmer, Arbella, Columbia, Denmark, Tuscola, Colton, Novesta will have a request to approve millage for roads. Arbella will also be requesting to renew a millage for fire services. Columbia will request millage renewals for energy emergency services and the library. Elkland Township will be requesting a millage for emergency services. Novesta will be asking whether or not to abolish the annual meeting and for a millage for road brining. Waterton Township will be asking for millage protection. Windsor Township will be asking for ambulance millage, and the Village of Cass City will be asking for a millage for parks and recreation operations and for a millage for the police department. The Kingston School District will ask for operating millage. The Marlette School District will be asking for a bond proposal, and there will be a millage request to support the Rawson Memorial Library. And a new push in Michigan legislature is reigniting debate over physician-assisted suicide. A package of bills introduced by Democratic lawmakers would allow mentally competent adults with terminal illnesses to request life-ending medication under specific medical guidelines. Supporters described the proposal as a death with dignity measure aimed at giving patients more control over end-of-life decisions and reducing suffering. The legislation is drawing strong opposition from groups including the Right to Life of Michigan, which argues the bills could put vulnerable patients at risk and change the role of healthcare providers. Critics also point to opposition from organizations such as the American Medical Association and the Michigan State Medical Society. Michigan has debated the issue before. In 1998, the state made assisted suicide a felony following years of controversy surrounding assisted suicide advocate Dr. Jack Kevorkian. Voters later rejected efforts to legalize the practice statewide. The newly introduced bills now set the stage for another contentious fight in Lansing over end-of-life care and a patient's rights. And we'll be back right after these words from our sponsors.
Spring isn't just about fishing and hunting, it's about so much more.
That's right, son. It's about warm, sunny days.
Dad, let me handle this. It's about all those projects you've been putting off all winter. Need new windows, new roof, or maybe some new gutters?
Now you're talking.
Stop putting off your home improvement projects and call Bresky Siding and Building Repair today.
Call me, Derek Bresky, for all your roofing, window, and gutter needs.
Call my dad at 989-529-8167.
Summer is almost here, and that means family cookouts, long evenings outside, and homes filled with people you care about. Get your home ready this season with Ashley and Bad Axe. The Memorial Day sale is happening now. With up to 25% off store-wide, Ashley and Bad Axe has dining tables built to feed a crowd, cozy gathering spots with sectionals perfect for late-night movie marathons, and theater chairs with heat and massage, the kind of comfort that makes every night feel great. And after a long day, nothing beats a great night's sleep. You'll find mattresses from all major brands designed for sweet dreams and real rest. Plus, patio is back in limited stock. Outdoor love seats, dining sets, chairs, fire pits, all in stock now, but only while supplies last. And with 1 year and 5 year no interest financing, it's easier than ever to bring home what you love. Ask us how. Shop the Memorial Day sale happening now at Ashley and Bad Axe and get your home ready to entertain all summer long. Ashley and Bad Axe is locally owned and operated.
This is Jean Hart. Come see me at Ashley and Bad Axe for the best selection of dining sets, recliners, and accent pieces to make your house a home.
While you're shopping at the north side of Bad Axe, don't forget to stop by McKenzie Jewelers and Ashley Home Store.
And we're back with more news. Medical researchers published breakthrough data on Friday introducing a next-generation weight loss injection that reportedly outperforms existing obesity therapeutics currently on the market. The clinical trial results indicate that the treatment utilizes a novel dual-receptor peptide combination to regulate metabolic function and suppress appetite more effectively than previous single receptor drugs. Physicians monitoring the trials noted that the treatment led to a higher percentage of average body weight reduction over a 24-week period with fewer gastrointestinal side effects. Pharmaceutical regulatory boards are expected to fast-track the comprehensive safety data review for public distribution later this year. In the executive board of the IMF, concluded its Article 4 consultation discussions regarding the Hong Kong Special Administrative Region on Friday, endorsing the official staff appraisal. The report highlights that Hong Kong's economy has continued its steady recovery, driven by strong technology-related exports and a resurgence in private domestic demand. However, the IMF highlighted persistent structural headwinds, including declining youth labor force participation and an aging demographic that could limit medium-term potential growth to roughly 2.25%. The report recommended continued investment in the Northern Metropolis Innovation Hub to cultivate new long-term economic drivers. And that's been a look at your news this hour, brought to you by Bresky Siding Building Repair of Kendi. Bresky Siding Building Repairs, your roofing, gutter, and siding experts. And by Ashley Furniture Home Store in Bad Axe. Ashley, this is home.
Spring isn't just about fishing and hunting. It's about so much more.
That's right, son. It's about warm, sunny days.
Dad, let me handle this. It's about all those projects you've been putting off all winter. Need new windows, new roof, or maybe some new gutters?
Now you're talking.
Stop putting off your home improvement projects and call Bresky Siding and Building Repair today.
Call me, Derek Bresky, for all your roofing, window, and gutter needs.
Call my dad at 989-529-8167.
And that's been a look at your news, brought to you from Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Russ Cervantes.